Is your team not performing well? Is morale low and turnover high? Are you falling further behind the competition? I'm here to help. I'm your host, Shaney, and this is the Leadership Show, where business strategy and culture finally meet, and we make the long-awaited shift from rhetoric to results. I promise I'm not your typical boring leadership consultant, and I will help you get your shift together. Let's do this.
Welcome, everybody, to the first Lead with Love webinar in our Lead with Love Music Festival. Thank you for joining us today. I am Shaney McGoskey. I'm a leadership development consultant and executive coach, and I am joining you today quarantined from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yes, and hello, I'm Jennifer Davis. I am an executive leadership coach and trainer, and I'm joining you from the beautiful Hopewell, New Jersey, which is right outside of Princeton. And thank you so much, everyone, for coming here. We are so aware that it's a crazy, stressful, chaotic time, and there are so many things pulling on our schedules, demands with families and kids and work and technology. So we are so happy to see you. And I know some of you have been writing in the chat where you're from, maybe a couple more. If you guys haven't told us yet, let us know where you're coming from. I know there's someone from Chicago, NYC, Miami. Those must be your people, Shaney.
Yep, a lot of Miami people in the house.
Yeah, we got Delaware, we got LA, awesome. Coast to coast.
Great. So again, thank you. Orlando.
Yeah. Miami. And I'm wearing my work from home bun today. So that's pretty much been a staple.
Jennifer, we were just talking before we started that today was the first day we both put on makeup in about a month.
So exactly. Yeah, exactly. And not that I'm against doing something without makeup, but I knew I'd taken it a little too far when yesterday one of my clients asked me if I was like super tired. He's like, are you okay? You don't look that good. So I was like, ooh, maybe I need to take it up a little tiny notch just so I don't frighten people. So let's jump in, girl.
Excellent. I just want to point out, we also have some Europe in the house, somebody who dialed in from Geneva, which is awesome.
Nice.
Okay. So, you know, before we go in, I just want to set a couple expectations around technology. We are adopting the Zoom lifestyle, just like everybody else out there. And we want to make this as fun and interactive as possible. So you can expect that in addition to asking you to type in answers into the chat room, we're going to be using polls, and we're going to be putting you into breakout rooms a couple of times today to have some discussions and share what's going on for you as we teach the various tools today. So just wanted to make sure everybody knew that. And in terms of the chat box, if there's something you don't feel comfortable putting in for everybody to see, feel free to direct message either Jennifer or myself, and we can take care of whatever it is. And questions and comments, welcome in the chat room anytime.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into this.
Let's boogie down.
Okay.
Wall of shit.
So yeah, we've got the wall of SH, exclamation point T. And here, this is what many of us are probably experiencing right now, right? Of course, in the midst of this unprecedented COVID crisis, we've got challenges with working from home, not the least of which are some technology challenges. I had one client tell me today that she couldn't join because she's got two kids homeschooling, and if a third person logs onto their Wi-Fi, everybody starts to slow down. So one of the many challenges of working from home. We've got physical distancing, which can feel disconnected and lonely. Of course, I already mentioned the kids at home doing their schooling as part of the challenge of working from home. And not to mention the toilet paper shortage that seems to be pervasive, at least in the United States. And with all of this shit happening, of course, we're experiencing fear and uncertainty and lots of distraction, not only from the kids at home or from the pets that it's so nice to have in our home offices all of a sudden, but from, you know, social media and watching press conferences and all the news. It's highly distracting. And that can cause overwhelm and multiple levels of frustration, et cetera. So with all of this stuff going on, the activities and the emotions that are welling up in us, what it kind of feels like is that we're hitting a wall. And it might actually look like this.
That feels painful.
Which is one of the funniest GIFs I've ever seen.
It's like you could just keep watching it.
It's like a funny train wreck. Right. And so it may look and feel like that. And our goal today is to give you some tools to help process that stuff, cope with that, etc. But first, we just want to get a sense of where everybody is. I'm going to put up a poll, and it's going to ask you to rate on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you right now in terms of stress? And of course, related to COVID, but all of the ancillary domino effect things that are happening out there in the world. And then it's going to ask you what emotions you're specifically feeling right now. So launching that poll, everybody should see there are two questions. Rate your current level of stress or feel right now from 1 to 10. 1 is the lowest, 10 is the highest. And question 2 is a range of emotions. Just pick any of them that resonate for you right now. All right, I'm starting to see answers.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, we got some 3s, some lower stress and some higher stress. Got a lot of 5s, 6s, 7s, some 8s.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then in terms of the emotions that are present right now, fear and despair.
Overwhelmed.
Actually, as I scroll down, okay, so this is really interesting. So of course, we've got a lot of people saying fear and overwhelm, but we also have people on the opposite end of the emotional spectrum feeling hope and compassion and even love. Well, you know, here we are today on the Lead with Love webinar. And by the way, when we say love, we're going to get into this. We don't mean physical love or romantic love. We mean compassion. We mean humanity and empathy. Okay, so just kind of summing up, I would say that the average is about a 6.5 on the stress thermometer, and the range of emotions is just that, a range. So I'm going to end the polling now.
Yeah. And the important thing to remember too is in any moment you could feel inspired and hopeful, and then 2 minutes later you can feel stressed. So that's also totally normal for this time to be experiencing that roller coaster of emotion.
Absolutely. Roller coaster is a great way to put it. And it's like a roller. It's funny because I was just doing a post for later in the week, Jen, that says leadership is sometimes like a roller coaster and you feel like you're not sure if the strap is working and you don't know when the freaking roller coaster is going to end.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially now. Yeah.
So just want to give you guys a little bit of background of why we put this together. So just like many of you, I was connecting with people in my life who mattered to me. And in connecting with some fellow leadership coaches and consultants, we all felt a lot of energy around doing something to help our clients and to help the world. And rather than do it separately, we figured, let's co-create. Let's do something that we can all contribute to and use with our respective networks and put out there to really help people and teams, right? Since we all work with organizations, process and move forward with purpose during and after COVID-19. So ultimately, what we want for everybody is to show up as your authentic self, powerfully, not powerfully, but ultimately moving forward. Show up for yourself, for your families, and your people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this is our little logo tweaked a little bit with the word harmony, and you can see there that it has the head, the heart, and the gut. So by the gut, we mean intuition, kind of, well, it feels right, so I'm going to go with it. And for those of us in leadership development, and I'm sure, hey, what's going on there?
About that. I was scrolling.
It's going crazy. It's okay. So many of us, especially high achievers in these big careers, are used to coming from our head and thinking logically and having vision, of course, but then having strategies and tactics and then just getting stuff done. And now more than ever, we really need to rely on other things. So our hearts. And like Shani said, it's not like, oh, I'm going to feel lovey-dovey with everyone. It's more, how can I come from my compassionate place? How can I really focus on empathy? And with the gut, maybe it's letting go of perfectionism and saying, you know, I usually have all these checks and balances and know what I'm doing and feel confident. Now, you know, especially in a crisis, we're needing to make decisions that feel right. And the great news here is that all of these tools that we're going to be giving you are great for leadership in general. They just happen to be super relevant right now in the crisis. It's almost like the world is like, you need to do this now. So we understand it's not like everyone signed up for this development, but it has been proven to correlate with more effective leadership and better business results. And we're not the only ones talking about love here. Alibaba founder Jack Ma, who has been listed frequently as one of the most influential business people in the world, talks about this thing called a love quotient, an LQ. And he talks about the importance of your IQ and your EQ, your emotional quotient, and your love quotient, and how if you really want to be respected and be a fantastic leader, you have to come from your heart. And he even talks about things like AI will replace the brain, but it cannot replace the heart. And even in our current crisis today, we see the word love being mentioned more than ever. So Governor Cuomo in New York has had a 4-minute briefing, and he mentioned the word love 5 times, saying, you know, love wins always. I love New York. New York loves you. I love all my people. And so in business, I've had clients many times, I'm sure Shani, you have too, that say like, well, emotions don't really belong in the workplace, or, you know, I'm a CEO, I can't talk about love. And here's the news is we all have emotions. And in this crisis, they're all kind of being dumped in here. And so it is a good opportunity to bring love into the conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And I mean, it's something that I think a lot of us have wanted to do for a long time. I think it's long overdue. And in fact, you know, a lot of wisdom says that the opposite of fear is love. So I want to give you a quick overview of our music festival, right? Today, we're discussing a crazy little thing called being literally overwhelmed by various emotions. Next Thursday, same bat channel, same bat time, we're going to be, our theme song is Love on a Two-Way Street, where we're going to be giving you some tools and some activities that you can actually go back and use with your teams virtually. And it's not going to be like, you know, 57 things that you should do like a checklist. We're going to give you experiences of things that you can do to go back and create connection and build trust and psychological safety and, you know, all the buzzwords. The third webinar, you know, and these are built progressively, by the way. The third webinar takes us to the place of, okay, now that we have our own house in order, we've got our virtual employees humming a little bit better, we're going to focus on our values, what really matters. And that's the place you have to go in order to decide how you're going to move forward from this point on, because the world will never be the same. We don't know what it's going to look like, but being in touch with our values is going to be critical. And the fourth and final webinar, who knows if it's final, right? If demand dictates, maybe
you never know.
Webinars for the rest of our lives. But what's love got to do with it? Meaning leading with openness, vision, and energy. And that's going to be all about leading in whatever the next normal is. Let's get into the one that we're here today to focus on. Crazy little thing called literally overwhelmed by various emotions. And we know we've got a whole bunch of emotions going on right now, and they vary from day to day, hour to hour, even moment to moment. Kind of ground us, we thought it would make sense to show Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? Put today's context into a framework that most of us are already very familiar with. And some of us, you know, where we've gotten to the place in our careers where we've excelled. So we've gotten up to like the esteem level, and now we're self-actualizing, doing yoga retreats and meditating. And, you know, and then there's some people who are elsewhere in the hierarchy. And again, that can vary by day, week, month, year. But the thing is about this COVID situation, it has really dropped a lot of us down to the bottom levels of the pyramid, no matter where we were before, right? So psychological needs, or physiological needs for people who are losing their jobs or at risk of losing their jobs, like, can I put food on the table and pay the rent or the mortgage, right? Can I provide for my family? That's what people are worried about. Safety, am I gonna lose my house? Am I gonna lose, do I have enough savings, right? And then, of course, in between physiological and safety needs and the esteem self-actualization, guess what's there, folks? Love and belonging, the bridge between the two, which I sort of love.
Yeah, right in the middle.
Yeah. And on that note, would just love to, again, kind of take the temperature. If people would type into the chat room, where are you right now in Maslow's? Like, if you take a look at these five levels, which level do you feel like you're in today?
You can even type the color if that's faster. The blue, green, yellow, orange, and red.
Right. Excellent.
Blue. Yeah. Yellow. Oh, someone's in love. That's awesome. Self-actualization. Yeah.
Between some people orange are in and yellow.
Safety. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's also like, you may not be in an industry like cruises, airlines, hotels, restaurants, where people are being furloughed or let go on an hourly basis, but you may have people in your family or in your circle of friends who are. So you may not necessarily be feeling safety needs for yourself, but you might have the empathy for those who are. So energetically, you know, you're experiencing the entire hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
All right. Yeah. So we're seeing a big range there. And yeah, why don't we dive into some tools and give you guys some things to work with. And so the goals for today's webinar are to learn some tools for yourself and then ones that you can take back to your teams and families and friends, whoever. To one, experience and normalize and name your emotions, which sounds like a simple thing. And we're so good at doing. And one of the things I love about Shani is she talks about a daily to-do list and also a daily to-be list. So how do we want to be? How are we showing up? And how do we want to show up? So the first step in that is really gaining awareness and naming it. And the second thing that we're going to do today is teach you some tools to actually get more grounded and feel more productive, even if productive doesn't mean the same thing that it meant before this all happened. All right. So for those of you who like data and science, a quick neuroscience slide. Here's the great news. The fear reaction is perfectly normal. And sometimes we know that there are people who are really struggling with their lives and we've lost people and others are struggling with fear of something bad happening. So just to normalize it, it's all normal. And there's something called, which many of you have surely heard of, the amygdala hijack, which is, if you look, I love doing it with my arm because it helps me get grounded in the structure. If you look at this part, the brainstem, the amygdala, it's your reptilian brain. And so it's the part that when triggered or engaged, it elicits that fight, flight, or freeze response. So even if you're sitting in your home and you have a roof over your head, if this part of your brain gets engaged, it's almost like a saber-toothed tiger is about to eat you, right? And you are actually reacting as if you are in immediate danger. And then you have your cognitive brain, your prefrontal cortex underneath, and then the emotional brain, and they just kind of fly off and everything goes crazy. And so the first thing to know is that it's perfectly normal. And what we're trying to do is somehow get you out, even if this trigger, it gets triggered of that fight, flight, or freeze reaction.
Yeah. And by the way, not to interrupt, Jen, but I actually had a client who couldn't join, but wanted to make sure when he watched the replay, he said, I want to make sure that I have some tools to help my people know that it's okay to have the emotions and that it's fine.
And that gets back to our earlier point, is that we're not used to talking about emotions in a lot of our circles, especially at work. And now, you know, it's a great opportunity to just do it anyway, because people really, really need it. Okay, so here we're going to get to tool number one, and you can see that beautiful green juice that is stuck in some store that's closed. But anyway, it's a physical boost to your system. And what we're going to be talking about is a psychological boost to your immune system. And it's very similar. So if you're feeling stressed, you can use these tools, but also use them as a practice, kind of like going to the gym three times a week or four times a week. You might feel better after you've worked out, and then it'll also make you more healthy and resilient. So these are some tools you can use when needed, almost as an acute medication, but also for ongoing reduction of your stress. Okay, so the first tool is called the STAR model, S-T-A-R, and I'm gonna review it with you, and then you're gonna get an opportunity to try it. So it's a model for emotional awareness. And as we said earlier, there is sometimes judgment or shame or kind of feeling like, oh, my emotions are icky. I don't want to feel them. And we kind of sweep them under the rug and just kind of get on with it, especially if we're overwhelmed with that wall of SHIT that Shani took you through. So with this model, it's basically, this is why the stop sign is there. It's about pausing. Okay, so the first step is just stop. Stop what you're doing. Recognize you can't always do that. And just tune in, which is the second step. Tune in to your emotions and name them. And there's a lot of research that says just by naming your emotions, that helps them pass through and it leads to better health. And we want to think about not only naming our emotions here, but also tuning into the physical sensations. So notice, you know, if you're stressed, are your shoulders really tight, or is your core tight? And you're almost letting go of the story of why you're stressed. You're not ruminating about, oh my God, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. You're like, huh, I feel stressed right now. And I'm feeling it. Yeah, I'm feeling it. As I say it, I'm actually feeling the stress, right? I'm living my own story. And the third step is allow and accept. And this really gets down to that idea of normalizing and not judging yourself and not trying to get over it. Because again, we like to self-soothe and make ourselves feel better, which is great. And in this exercise, we are just feeling our feelings. And then the last stage is reflect. And so after you've done this exercise, you can maybe do some journaling or think, you know, what was it like to feel my feelings? What was it like? How does this emotion serve me? Maybe I have a self-judgment story attached to this emotion. And again, here, just reminding yourself that you are perfectly normal if you're feeling whatever feeling, and it doesn't define you. So you are not a stress case. You're just feeling stress right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, in our attachments at the end, we're going to be sending you some handouts with all the concepts. And there's a great poem by Rumi that's called The Guest House, which I love for this concept. He talks about how we must welcome all emotions, both the amazing ones and the shame and the blame, and greet them all at the door with a smile, even if they come in and break all your furniture and your dishes, and they will clear you out for some new delight. So if we want to get to that peaceful, grounded place, oftentimes we just really need to allow ourselves to feel this.
Jeff, why don't you try it out on one of the participants?
I'm going to try it. I know. So who is the brave person on this call who is going to unmute themselves and allow me to demo coach them on this? It's going to be so much fun. Oh my gosh. Who's going to do it? First person to say me gets picked.
Me.
Yay! Oh, is that Vivian?
It is.
Hi.
It's nice seeing you on screen.
Oh, it's nice seeing you. Thank you so much for volunteering. You're amazing.
Sure.
Okay. So the first step is stop. Are you stopped? Have you paused?
I'm in total pause.
Okay. Good. So Vivian, tune in to what's happening right now. Just letting go of the story. Just simply, what are you feeling right now in terms of an emotion or a sensation?
God, just feel kind of numb. I feel, relief isn't an emotion, but I kind of feel relief sitting here and pausing, I guess, is what it is.
Yeah.
And connecting, because mm-hmm. I miss that. You know, yeah. I have my husband and kids here, but, you know.
it's a tough time for all of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you go with a numb feeling that you mentioned first, is there a place you feel you notice that in your physical body?
Yeah. Right in the middle of my chest.
Okay.
Sort yeah. of.
And what would you call that in the middle of your chest?
Actually fear.
Yeah.
Now that I'm focusing on it.
Yeah. And
fear of the unknown. I mean, it's just, you know, what y'all were talking about at the beginning, what's going to be the new normal?
Yeah. So allowing that fear, that feeling of fear and that numbness in your chest, again, just knowing there's nothing you need to do. There's nothing to solve right in this moment. You're just allowing yourself to have this feeling as a human being, and it's okay. And you're perfectly normal. So just breathe into that for a minute, just letting it be there. And we're going to give you more time in your breakout groups, but in the interest of getting people to do this, I'm just going to ask you if you had to reflect and just give a word or two about what that was like for you or what you're feeling or thinking now.
It's easing it. It's lessening the tightness and fear.
Yeah.
By sort of sitting with it, that it doesn't have to be as scary as I'm thinking it is.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Vivian, for volunteering and for your vulnerability and your openness with this group. And it's interesting that just by allowing this scary feeling and again going deeper, and you could see when she first named it was numbness, and then when she really sat with it became fear, and then when she sat with that, you know, it eased up a little. So beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Vivian.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And so what we're going to do is we are going to do our first pair share, which is going into breakout rooms. So for those of you who haven't done this yet, you will automatically be put in a room with another person. And Chica, our lovely Chica here, is pasting in the chat room the steps to STAR in case you don't remember them. And she's also put down a link to the Google Sheet there. So we're gonna give you all this info afterwards. But if you wanna just cut and paste real quick in the chat room what STAR stands for, we'll give you maybe a little bit, 10 seconds. I don't know. How long does it take to write down? A little bit of time to do that. And then we will put you in your group. So have a conversation and coach each other on whatever emotion you're feeling. And then when you're going to come back from the chat rooms, it's going to show you a button that says return to main group. So you can press that button to come back. If you forget to press it, you'll get sent back anyway. So why don't we send them out? Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
7 minutes in total, and you'll get a 30-second warning when it's about to end.
All right. So, So maybe we're going to move on to the next exercise in the interest of time here, just since we had some technical difficulties. So, Shani, if you could give me power every time we come back from a group, Shani needs to let me work the screen. Or you can just, So the tool number two is called box breathing. And so we just, again, did an exercise to acknowledge wherever we are in our emotional state. If maybe we are relaxed, maybe we're stressed, maybe we're anxious, maybe we're fearful. So that's one. This exercise is to help us take it down a notch and engage our parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for rest and recovery. And basically, again, for the reptilian brain, it lets us know that we're not in danger. And there are many tools to do this. I know many of you already probably have a practice in terms of yoga or breathing. So again, this is just one of many, and it's actually the box breathing that the Navy SEALs use. So it's totally badass. So let me get to the next slide. and we will see this very subtle cloud-like instruction in the upper right-hand corner. I had fun with my designing there. So basically, we're going to practice this as a group, and we're going to inhale for four. Inhale for four, starting at the top, then hold for 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, and then inhale. So basically, all you need to do is count to four, and you're good. So if you feel comfortable, I'm going to walk you through it once, and then we're just going to spend a minute doing a couple of rounds with you guys counting by yourself. So if you feel comfortable, close your eyes. And if you don't, then that's fine. You can just have a soft gaze or maybe look down at the floor and just let go whatever is there right now. So whatever you're holding, if it's in your shoulders, you can just relax your shoulders. Make sure both of your feet are on the ground and you're not holding any tension anywhere else in your body. And if a thought comes up, just let it come up and swim by. And so we're intentionally focusing on our breath. And you can imagine your breath as a little ball of light. So when you breathe in, it goes up from the base of your spine to the top of your head. And as you breathe out, it goes down. And we're going to start counting. So we're going to inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, and just go through a couple more rounds of that on your own, in silence, just focusing on your breath. And just finish up the cycle that you're on now. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Yeah, I can really feel really peaceful energy on the line here in our Zoom connection. So why don't a couple people just unmute and tell us what that was like for them? Or if you feel comfortable, you can put it in the chat room or send a private message to me or to Shaney.
Sure.
Hi.
Hello, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. So what was that like for you, Cecilia?
So I'm used to doing breathing exercises like this, and what is surprising to me is that it doesn't matter how many times a day I do it, in what circumstances I do it, with a lot of people, alone, whatever, it always, you know, relaxes me in a way that surprises me, because it's such a simple thing.
Yeah.
And I still get so relaxed after just taking the time to breathe in my own breathing. Yeah.
Yeah. And you bring a really good point to light, is that so many of us who have a daily practice, or we even help others do this, sometimes we forget to do it ourselves, or we kind of forget what the huge benefit is. And thank you so much for sharing, Cecilia. And I'm seeing a lot in the chat box about people feeling more relaxed and calm and focused. And we have someone who's feeling delicious. Yeah, and for some people, they're having a hard time stopping and breathing right now, which is fine. And that's normal too. So wherever you are, it's okay.
Yeah. I can also share one thought that comes to me. That is, when I do this box breathing. Sorry, those are my kids.
That's okay.
That's okay. They're welcome here too.
Not sure I'll be able to do the 4x4 with them, but I felt like I became present towards whatever was happening in the moment when I did that. 4x4 reflection. Yeah. And that would also mean that I'm open to the yelling of my kids.
Yeah.
I'm open to the mess. I'm open to anything that is thrown at me. That's how I felt when I did four by four.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Mohammed. And I know it's almost like the metaphor that I sometimes use is kind of staying calm in the middle of the shitstorm, right? Or, you know, being that Buddha, dancing in the rain, basically, or being peaceful in the rain. And so we don't have control over that, right? You can't control your kids all the time. Nope, none of us can. It'd be nice. We certainly can't control what's going on in the world. So even if we access that part of ourselves that is even 5%, 10% more peaceful, again, it'll build our resilience to not getting as hyped up with the stuff. So if you could mute, that would be great. Thank you so much. And Shana, yeah, let's make sure we get that third tool in. So again, what else we got?
Yeah. So our third tool to help boost the psychological immune system kind of builds on what we've done already, right? So we've learned how to feel and process our feelings and be okay with that. We've learned how to calm our nervous systems down with the box breathing. This next tool is called the Daily Gain. And it's a daily practice, as the name might imply, to help us feel more grounded and productive even when we are confronted by the shitstorm or the wall of shit or whatever we want to call the stuff that's happening right now. So GAIN is a double entendre. It's an acronym, as you can see, and I'll go through the steps in just a minute. It's also a word, GAIN, that is suggestive of what it does for you if you do it on a regular basis. There's GAIN, there's benefit to doing the daily GAIN. So very quickly, the G is for gratitude, right? There's so much research out there about the benefit of even just a simple daily gratitude practice in increasing our positivity, our happiness, our productivity, all of that. So what are we grateful for, thankful for just in this moment? It doesn't have to be anything big. It can be like, I am grateful for, you know, the grilled cheese sandwich that my kid made me for lunch, okay? Affirmation is an opportunity to pat yourself on the back. Like it's like, why do I rock? You know?
So many reasons. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Right. So just give yourself that affirmation. It's okay. Like we're so critical. We're the first ones to be critical of ourselves. Let's also be the first ones to say, you know what? I do this really well. I for intention is about mindset. What mindset do you want to adopt today that you think will help you get through whatever you think the day is going to entail? And lastly, for those of you to-do listers, there's also a prioritization tool in this habit stack of the daily GAIN, which is what is the one non-negotiable task that you really feel like you want to get done today, come hell or high water? So that's what GAIN is all about. And again, it's designed to help you shift your mindset, redefine success, and at least like have one thing that you get done today, even in a day where you're feeling deluged. So I, again, am gonna solicit a volunteer from our crowd to walk through an example of the GAIN before we put you back in breakout rooms. So I'm gonna look at the chat room here. Is there anybody who would like to step up and do a GAIN as I coach you through the steps? Don't all volunteer at once.
I'll do it, Shani.
Thank you. Who said that? Amy?
Amy, yeah.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Thank you, Amy. All right. So, okay. Amy, now that we've done our box breathing and we're grounded, what's something you're grateful for right now?
I have skylights, and I can see the clouds go by, and I'm really grateful for that kind of light coming in because we have no outdoor space. So
right. Natural light is so nice right now. Good. Okay. Yeah. And what's something you want to affirm about yourself? Something that you know you excel at, even if it's just today.
Mm-hmm. So I've been struggling with the no outside space, and I know that I'm resourceful and I'm figuring a few things out. I'm on it.
Excellent. I am on it. Awesome affirmation. intention. What's a mindset that you want to adopt that'll serve you today?
I'm exactly where I need to be right now and want to be right now.
Great. And one non-negotiable task, something you're going to get done today. No one can stop you since you're on it.
I have to think that one. This is going to be really funny, but take a shower.
Yes. Absolutely love that. Okay. Yeah. Like virtual hands, how many of us can relate, right? How many people, when they have their morning pajamas on until late in the day and then they change into their evening pajamas, right?
Or not.
You know what? Even more than take a shower, the shower I would do, blow dry, it sounds really funny, blow dry my hair. That's going to be the non-negotiable task, okay? Yep. The shower I'll do, that I know. It's the, you know, doing something nice for myself, so blow dry my hair.
That's great. You know, and actually, Jen, I'm just looking at the clock. It's 8 minutes to 1 Eastern time. I'm wondering, in the interest of time, instead of doing the breakout room, if I just get one more person to volunteer to do a game.
Yeah.
And the handout has the steps. So you guys can practice on your own after the webinar ends.
Yeah, and Shami, I'm wondering, Chica has been attaching things. So Chica, if you could attach the link to the more extensive handout, that way if people need to jump off right at the hour, we have a link to the document that has all the steps for the exercises. So feel free to download that or copy that while you're still on the call. Yep. Great, cool. Thank you.
So let's have one more person. Una más.
I'll do it.
Great, thank you, Jackie. Okay, what are you grateful for right now, Jackie?
To be able to be in this webinar right now. I'm very, very grateful.
We love you.
Yes.
And okay, so full disclosure, I know Jackie. She's a very close friend of mine. So I could affirm her all day long, but I'm going to ask you, what is an affirmation?
I love Jackie too. Hi, Jackie.
And I was Jackie's breakout partner, so I too love Jackie.
So good to see you. Yeah.
So I rock because I am lovable.
Say that again.
I rock because I am lovable.
There you go. All right. You are lovable. And an attention today, a mindset that you know will serve you. You know, even it may not even be for the full day, you know, until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
To love everybody that lives in my house, no matter what.
Ah, okay. I wish we had time to unpack that, but I feel ya. Okay. And one non-negotiable for you today, Jackie.
That I will do some office work, even though I hate it.
Okay. Okay. Well, then you, with your, if you combine your intention of loving everyone and maybe everything in your house today, then maybe you can love office work just for a little while.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Okay, so again, we'd love everybody to practice this and make it a daily habit. It's one of those things that, instead of building a wall of shit, gain actually provides a foundation that we can stand up tall from, because it's like I said earlier, it's a way to redefine success, right? And be our own best advocate. And it's a very quick thing. And when you start to do it every single day, you're gonna see changes happening everywhere. You're gonna see benefits in your own mental, physical, well-being and your productivity with whatever you're doing, including that evil office work. Yeah. One last thing I want to say about GAIN before we go to the last few slides. Like everything, this isn't just a tool for an individual. This is something we can do with our teams or with our families at the breakfast table or the dinner table or at the team huddle. We can of course go around and ask everybody to say their GAINs, or in a team setting, family setting, we can use the we. What are we grateful for? You know, maybe we're grateful that our leadership has a flexible plan in place during COVID. What's our affirmation as a team? We are client-centric. Just pulling these out of my you know what. What's our intention? Let's see, we're in team meetings. Our intention today is to be fully present and to be really transparent with each other. And the non-negotiable is we're gonna assign roles and tasks and make a timeline for this new project we're working on, right? So GAIN is a foundation, not just for individuals, but also for groups of people.
Yeah, and before you move on, just one more point about that, just back to the neuroscience, is as we mentioned before, we're so used to thinking about the stress and thinking about what we're not getting done. So like with Amy, right? If you name all those things and you're like, yes, I blew my hair dry, right? I said I was gonna do it. You do that check off the list. You're actually changing your neural pathways to the place where you feel accomplished and successful. And that will help you notice other areas you're successful in. So there is science behind the gratitude and the intention and the task. So don't get caught up in the, oh, but it's only one thing, or, oh yeah, I blew dry my hair, but I still have this other to-do list. So just try it and trust the process.
Yes, I do daily GAIN every day and I love it. I do it when I brush my teeth or I'm in the you know, when I used to shower every day. All right. So finishing up, how does all this relate to leadership? You know, we talked about breathing and stopping and pausing and reflecting and gratitude. Well, here's the thing. We think everyone's a leader. You don't have to have a title or a corner office or the best parking space. We're all leaders in our own ways, in our own lives, with our own people. And we are responsible for our decisions. We're responsible for how it shows we show up in the world. Okay, another way to look at the word responsible is that we are able to respond, right? Response able, which means that we are at choice. So we can choose when we're feeling frazzled and we've got the amygdala going wild, to use Jen's arm analogy, to, you know, to stop and do some of these tools or other tools that you likely know how to do to get yourself back into a more creative place. And we're gonna get to more leadershipy things in the next three webinars. Today was really about how you can be your best, because when we don't have our own houses in order, we really can't be effective leaders of other people. So stay tuned for more on how all this relates to leadership and how you can bring it further into your teams and your families and your communities. Homework, guess what? We want you to, yes, drink that green juice and also continue to boost your own psychological immune system by engaging STAR, doing some box breathing, or any other kind of intentional breathing. There's dozens of different ways to do that. We just thought the 4-4-4-4 was easy to remember. And try daily GAIN just for a week. If you love it, keep doing it. If not, happy that you tried it.
Yeah. And again, just one more reminder that all of these steps are in a handout and the link is in the chat. And if you want to get a copy of it or it doesn't work or whatnot, just email one of us from your invite and we're happy to share. Yeah. So I think we just have 1 minute left.
Yeah.
Wrap this up. Yep. Yeah. So our next webinar is on virtual employees and how we deal with just everyone working at home, everyone having all of these emotions. And we are happy to have you email us questions, but otherwise, thank you so much for coming. It's been great being with everyone, and thank you for playing along with us. And hopefully we will see you next week, same time, to talk about all those employees to another song. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. We love you.
And we can end this with another dance party. Yeah. Why not? It connects us with awesomeness.
Right.
Yeah.
She drives me crazy. She gives me hot water. closely.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much.